in chapter 16, Perek Tesayin and Shmuel Aleph, were coming on the heels in the aftermath of the tragic story of Shaul's failure to comply with the directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wipe out Amalek, and as a result, will lose the monarchy. He will no longer have a dynastic monarchy. And the next Perek Tesayin, chapter 16, begins with such an amazing pasuk. Hashem said to Shmuel, Admasai ata mis'avel al Shaul. How long are you going to mourn for Shaul? Vari ma'astiv mimloch al Yisrael. I don't want him to be king anymore. Malei karnecha shemen. Go ahead and fill up your horn with anointing oil. And the pasuk goes on and says, V'leich ashlach al Yishai b'charach mikirei Yisrael ban avimelech. And go to the house of Yishai, because there's a boy amongst Yishai's sons who's going to be king. We're just so struck by this idea. Admatai, admosai atom nis'avel al Shaul. How long are you going to mourn for Shaul? The Baruch Hashem teaching Shmuel that in life, when you encounter an irreversible reality, do not mourn. Do not spend your energies lamenting it, because no matter how much you lament it, at the end of the day, you can't change it. Utilize your kochos for things that are within your power to change, and learn to let go of the things that you cannot change. We spend so much time and so much energy mourning and lamenting and complaining for the things that didn't go right in life that we have no power over. And meanwhile, again, we exhaust ourselves. We spend all of that spiritual and emotional energy. And alas, there's nothing to be gained from it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel, how long are you going to do this for? No matter how long you mourn, it's not going to change anything. Figure out, therefore, do something constructive, do something productive. Help me anoint the next king over Klal Yisrael. And of course, a profound lesson for us. Don't spend your time lamenting and mourning the things you cannot change, but rather save your strength, save your energy, put your gaze, put your direction upon the things where you can affect change, and engage in dynamic life growth.